Okay, so former President Zuma finds himself finally getting the day in court he's been begging for. He has for two decades used, and to some extent we'd say even abused, every single avenue in the country's legal system to avoid this prosecution. The charges here that we're discussing relate specifically to alleged bribes he received relating to the arms deal from French arms manufacturer Thales. So to help us understand the roadmap and I suppose the timeline that brings us here so that we can better understand what to expect over the coming months, Clement Manyathela joins me from Johannesburg. Good morning, Clement.
Good morning.
Please, won't you take us through what our expectations should be, or maybe start us back at the beginning?
All right. So this case has been dragging for about 14 years now. The last decade, the DA got involved and they wanted to challenge that decision by Mokoto Dimshe to drop the corruption charges against Jacob Zuma. And then the former president, of course, as he's been doing, and we now know it as the so-called Stalingrad approach, literally trying every single option in the legal books to avoid prosecution. So it's been about 14 years since he's been charged thereabout. And what's been happening earlier this year is that he had applied for a permanent stay of prosecution. So as soon as the Supreme Court of Appeals ruled, and even the president himself conceded at the Supreme Court of Appeals that, you know, the reasons that were used and that decision to drop the corruption charges against him was irrational, he then launched this application in the Pietermaritzburg High Court to have the case dismissed. And he argued earlier this year that, look, this case, there's no case against me. It's politically motivated. This case has been dragging for too long. I've been prejudiced. I'm broke. I don't have money to finance this prosecution. And he used those as the basis to argue why the case must be struck off the roll. And on Friday last week, we had the judgment from the full bench of judges, but the justices literally just dismissed all of the arguments that he made earlier this year, saying that, look, he hasn't been able to prove that there are no probable grounds for a successful prosecution. And that is why we are here today, where today is expected to be the start of this corruption trial.
All right. So there are so many different, I suppose, options that one could pick from in terms of what corruption trial we could be focusing on. Let's speak a little bit about the arms deal itself, which is what this pertains to. And of course, accusations that he received R500,000 a year bribe from that French arms company, Thales. And of course, the allegedly corrupt relationship with his former financial advisor, Shabir Sheikh. What of what we've heard in previous cases might resurface here against the president, former president?
So one of the things the former president has said was that, you know, why didn't you charge me together with my former financial advisor, Shabir Sheikh? I mean, he was successfully convicted by the NPA at the time. He went to jail. He eventually was out on parole. And he said, to show that you had no case against me, you didn't charge me together with Sheikh, because the cases are linked. The Sheikh was accused of also receiving those bribes, but as it relates to the former president, he was accused of actually being the link between Thales, that arms company that was allegedly providing these bribes, and the former president, Jacob Zuma. So what's happening now then is the state, as they were arguing for the permanent stay of prosecution application to be dismissed earlier this year, they argued that they have evidence that, in fact, the former president did receive bribes from Thales. They have evidence that the former president was heavily involved in what Thales wanted to be the protection from any kind of investigation that was going to come. And we know, finally, there was that arms deal commission, and we know the findings of that commission have recently, just a few months ago, were actually just out. The High Court had ruled that that commission had failed to actually properly investigate these allegations of corruption. And the former president had relied heavily on the findings of that arms deal commission, because that commission cleared all the politicians of any wrongdoing. And the former president would often, even in court, say, here's a commission that found that I have been exonerated. So since then, the court had ruled that those findings are null and void. The former president has no leg to stand on. He has to go back and answer to some of those allegations. And the NPA is confident that it has witnesses, it has evidence that really shows that the former president received those bribes, and they are saying, we didn't have to charge you together with Shabir Sheikh. Yes, his case was stronger at the time. Now we have evidence that links both of you, and that even links you to an extent to this arms company, Thales.
Okay, so how long, sure, can a case like this go on for? Going forward, what should we expect?
Well, if we are going to judge the last 14 years, if the last 14, 10 years are anything to go by, it's not going to end anytime soon.
Right.
And that's just former President Jacob Zuma's strategy and style. My assumption is that this morning when the court starts, his legal team will possibly ask for
another motion.
They will inform that we are going to apply for leave to appeal. We want to launch an appeal.
Can you apply for leave to appeal before the trial starts?
Yeah, you can, because now you are appealing the judgment last week. So,
right.
And you cannot continue with the trial until actually you have, if you want to appeal the judgment that said you must go on trial and we can't dismiss this case. So I think his legal team, I mean, they've been mum around whether or not they're going to appeal. But look, the former president has appealed every single turn, appealed in every single turn when it comes to this case. And I don't think he's going to give up that easily and get to the Pietermaritzburg High Court this morning and say, okay, I'm ready. Let me face the charges. I think he's going to launch an application to appeal. And if the full bench of judges say there are no prospects of a success, so we're not granting you this appeal, he will approach the Supreme Court of Appeals, the higher court, and I think it will go on and on and on.
Wasting our money, or even from the national prosecution side, even if he's paying for his own legal fees. But understandable, right? He's in his 70s. All he's got is time to avoid a 25-year jail term. He can waste it all he wants on the outside.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but he doesn't have the money also.
True.
I mean, he told the court earlier this year that he's broke. And remember, there was a court ruling a few months ago that, in fact, late last year or so, that said he has to pay back about 16 million rand that the state spent on all the legal fees when it comes to his prosecution case. So he owes the state about 16 million rand. He doesn't have money to continue to finance this corruption trial. And that's why it will also be very ironic if he's going to launch this appeal. Because if you really don't have money, why are you launching an appeal? And if you've been calling for your day in court, why are you still trying to avoid prosecution?
Let me know. He's got so many of those supporters who I'm sure would back him, but I hear you. It would be very interesting we'll keep an eye on this, of course, and stay in touch with you, Clement. Very interesting to see how this plays out. That's Clement Manyatela, EWN reporter in Joburg at the very beginning of Jacob Zuma's trial.